Together in our second service this evening. This is the one for the older folk, and we're just delighted that you're all here. Some of you know who you are. This has been quite a week for many people, and I want to thank all of you for your outpouring of love and affection. As I wrote in the weekly email, that wonderful passage from the Talmud, which gives us the ability to move on in our lives. That funeral procession and that wedding procession, and the simcha goes forward. And so Shabbat goes forward. And I am so glad that we're here to celebrate Shabbat together, as we have in so many other circumstances in our congregational life. And as we will do and have done before, we modified the music a little bit. There'll be no jumping up for Vishamru, but Shabbat will go forward because we know that Shabbat heals us and our presence together in community when we fill this sanctuary heals us. So in joys and in sorrows, in life and in death, we need Shabbat and we need one another. And I'm so glad you're all here this Shabbat. I'm very glad for those who might have found your way into our service. You just needed Shabbat, and you just have never been to our congregation before. I see some new faces, and we just want you to feel welcome in our community and feel a part of our congregational family. And if you came with people, we're delighted to welcome each and every one of you. And I welcome all of my guests from far and near this Shabbat. I saved two rows in the front for my guests, but needless to say, they're friends of mine and family of mine, so they have minds of their own. So my people are scattered throughout the congregation. So if you want a seat closer up, if you are sitting too far back, you're welcome to come forward. But I welcome every person who has come to celebrate with me this weekend, and those of you who have come to mourn with me tonight. I welcome the Skolniks back from New Mexico. We only have one family in New Mexico that commutes to Temple B'nai Shalom. And so it's very exciting. In retirement, I'm actually going to visit them in New Mexico. But we're glad you're back. And I want to thank Rob and Rachel and Rabbi Rappaport for sharing the Bima with me this evening. And we continue with our service with the welcome prayer, prayer number one on page four. When all is said and done, a synagogue built of brick and concrete alone cannot endure, no matter how mighty its foundation or construction. It is not the size of the social hall or the finery of the sanctuary that provides the strength the building needs to stand. What holds the synagogue together is the people who join to pray and to study and to work within its walls.
We pray that our synagogue will be a house of prayer for all people. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of learning for all who seek Torah. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of assembly for all who yearn for community. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of God, and that we will be worthy to call ourselves builders and congregants.
We continue with Shalom Aleichem on page 10. Note the word change in the fourth verse.
Me,
Candlelighting the Shabbat can be found on page 12. And it's my privilege to welcome the center of my universe to the Bema tonight, the three people who really built B'nai Shalom and who have sustained me every day of my life, my husband Gary and my sons Jonah and Jacob.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam.
Our welcoming continues as we welcome the Shabbat as a bride coming into our midst with the singing of Lecha Dodi on page 14.
Love is our Lord,
welcome to continue to stay risen. There is a midrash, or rabbinic story, where God is speaking to the Jewish people and says, if you are weary or if you're aching with pain, you need not rise when you pray to me. Sit, let the music fill your soul. There's no need for your body to rise. Your soul rising in prayer is all that I ask. So if you are able, you may continue to rise with Baruch Hu on page 17. Let there be light. This first light God made before the sun and the stars. God showed the light to David, who burst into song. This was the light Moses saw on Sinai. At the creation, the universe from end to end radiated light, but it was withdrawn, and now it is stored away for the righteous until all the world will be in harmony again, and all will be united and whole. But until this future world is established, this light, coming out of darkness and formed by the most secret, is hidden. As we have been taught, light is sown for the righteous. The power of the Shema is partly due to its antiquity. To know that for hundreds, thousands of years, we have understood that we are all part of something greater than ourselves, that none of us is truly alone, that all life is connected in holiness. Through both joys and sorrows, this gives us meaning and comfort. We continue with Shema on page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
You may be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavacha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'dibar tabam, v'shiv techa v'veit techa, uv'lech techa v'aderech, uv'shoch b'cha uv'kumecha, uk'shartam l'ot al yadecha, v'hayu l'totafot b'nei necha, uk'tavtam al mezuzot b'techa uv'isharecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'yitem kedoshim l'elohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem l'elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Adonai, our God, you freed us from bondage in the land of Egypt. With courage, commitment, and in community, we cross the sea and we rejoice. We seek redemption again, Adonai, from the bondage of hatred, from the slavery of poverty, and the evil of violence in our world. Give us the courage to toil for wisdom, justice, and understanding. May we rejoice again in community, giving voice to one another. For protection, Hashkivenu, on the top of page 26.
Hashkivenu Adonai, Eloheinu the Shalom, Ve'amidenu Bakeinu Lechaim. Hashkivenu Adonai, Eloheinu the Shalom, Ve'amidenu Bakeinu Lechaim. U'tzvotzeteinu, U'moeinu.
Together on the bottom of page 27 from the book of Exodus. The people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath in every generation as a covenant for all time. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel, for in 6 days the eternal God made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day God rested and was refreshed. Please rise for the tefillah on page 29.
Adonai sefatativ tafi yagita hilatecha, eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'konei Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevi g'ula livanei v'nehem, lama'an shemo ba'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'yazrat Sarah, ata gibor la'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim v'chesed, Mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, somech nuflim verofech holim, umatir asurim, umekayem emunato lishene afar, mi chamocha baal givurot, umido melach, melech meimit umechaye umatzmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. The bottom of page 31. Together, the Eternal spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melokol Haaretz Kavodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. We continue with the Kedushat Hayom, the blessing for the Shabbat day, in the middle of page 34. We thank you, Adonai, for giving us the covenant of Shabbat, which we renew with you weekly. The challenges of life and work often make us weary. Shabbat helps us rejuvenate, reflect, and connect with our spirituality. We are grateful to have this temple community to celebrate the holiness of Shabbat. We continue with Yismachu on page 35.
Shabbat before it, on a hex
continue with our prayer for peace. Peace in our world, peace in all of our communities, and within our own hearts. Shalom Rav on page 39. Security are especially with her this week as they are with her all year round. We'll continue with a prayer for Israel that is adapted by Rabbi Perlin from a prayer of Anat Hoffman's from the 2015 URJ Biennial. You can find it on page 43. In this sacred moment, give us hope for Israel and her future. Renew our wonder at the miracle of the Jewish state.
In the name of the pioneers who made the deserts bloom, give us the tools to cultivate a diversity of Jewish expression.
In the name of her fallen soldiers, give us the courage to stand up to those whose hatred threatens the fabric of Israel's democracy and right to exist.
In the name of Israeli inventors, have amazed the world with their innovations. Help us to apply the same ingenuity to finding a path to a lasting peace.
In the name of all who came to find shelter and safety, give us the vision to support a nation of hope and opportunity for all. On page 50 is the blessing for our new month of Sivan, which is beginning on Monday night. And Sivan is best known for being the time for Shavuot, our festival of the harvest, and our celebration and remembrance of the giving of the Ten Commandments and all of Torah on Mount Sinai. This story appears in the biblical book of Exodus, and there we read that the Israelites camped at the foot of Mount Sinai waiting for Moses to bring them God's holy words. Our tradition notes that the Hebrew word camped, that the Israelites camped, is actually in the singular form, as if only one camped there. The lesson is that when people come together for a holy purpose, they are united as one in peace and harmony. As we usher in the month of Sivan, we hope that the lessons of Shavuot may help us bring peace and harmony to our world. So we continue with our blessing on page 50 together. According to our calendar, the new month of Sivan begins on Monday night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say, Amen. Community and out in our greater community who are in need of healing. They may have a physical illness or injury. They may be in treatment or recovering from surgery. But our congregation's compassion does not stop there. We understand that there can be emotional and spiritual pain or grief that can hurt as greatly and deeply as a physical condition. Life can sometimes be harsh. There is no way to change that. But we help when we respond with support, with caring, with understanding, and with love. In this spirit, we join in one of our congregation's prayers for healing. Heal us now on page 46.
Land.
continue silently with prayers from our Siddur or prayers of the heart.
Life is all about endings and beginnings. Some of them can be planned, and others are a shock that will take us just a long time to recover from. This Shabbat is about endings. As we conclude the book of Leviticus with a double portion, Bahar Bechukotai, and I have my own chapter ending this weekend with my retirement gala celebration. an end to my 32 years here at TBS. God always sends me messages in the Torah. And it did not escape me that this week's Torah portion, Bahar, is the 32nd portion in the weekly cycle. It is also the shortest portion of Leviticus, which means that God has a sense of humor. If we go back to the beginning of Leviticus, as I did a few weeks ago when I began to prepare, we discover that phrase that comes over and over again. You know when I say to the bar mitzvah child, how does your portion begin? And they say, Vayedaber Adonai El Moshe L'Emor. Well, there's a lot of that in this portion. And sometimes Aaron gets thrown in. The Lord speaks to Moses saying, and where does Moses share God's words in most of the portion? We are told, Be'ohel Mo'ed, in the tent of meeting. The place where Moses dwelled and spoke to God. And if you look in your Torah commentary, you'll see there's a square for the tent of meeting, and then all the tribes of Israel surround the square. For all the book of Leviticus up until this week, Moses is in the wilderness with his people, in the midst of his people, on firm ground. But then the Levitical document changes. We know it's an edited text, or some of us do. And it concludes with a change of venue. For the end of the book, Moses is receiving the word of God, Bahar Sinai, on Mount Sinai. The rabbis have many explanations for this change of venue. Their favorite is Ein Mukdam ve'Ein Muchar ba'Torah. There's no early or late in the Torah. Don't take it seriously. God can move around. The Torah is that kind of a document. But the move to the mountain this Shabbat was a profound revelation for me. I have spent 32 years of my life in the tent of meeting with you, my beloved congregation. And truth be told, we've had our fair share of meetings. If you've ever been in a meeting with me, raise your hand. Well, take a look, it's the whole congregation. But now, as I complete my time here in this amazing tent that we have created together, the mountain beckons me. The mountain takes me back to my past, and it foreshadows the future. As in retirement, I will be encountering God and Torah in a new place for me as an individual by myself. The mountain offers a perspective one cannot attain when you are occupied in the day-to-day of tent life. On this Shabbat, when our portion teaches us about the need for sabbatical time, the mountain offers us sabbatical space from which to gain perspective. So when I opened the Torah to study this portion, one word, just one word spoke to me. Gary's disappointed. B'chukotai was his bar mitzvah portion. He asked me if I was preaching on B'chukotai. I said no. Just one word spoke to me. It jumped off the page. Bahar, on the mountain. It grabbed me. That one word transported me immediately to Mount Sinai, where my sacred journey to this bima began in so many ways. Bahar Sinai. I was 16 years old, and I woke up in the middle of the night, I think about 2 o'clock in the morning, to climb that mountain in Sinai. It was during my high school year in Israel. That year changed my life forever, as every single day from Beit Sefer Kaduri in the beautiful Galilee, I looked up at a different mountain, Har Tabor. Mount Tabor, every morning from my bedroom. Most of all, those mountains that I climbed when I was 16 gave me my adopted Israeli family, most of whom are here tonight. And that adoption changed my life. Changed my life for the better, and still blesses my life every single day. You are my family. Shechterim po v'shechterim sham. You are my... I got a kiss from the back. You are my family. God sent me to you, Bahar, at the foot of a big and beautiful mountain. And I love you all more than words can say. It was in that year that I climbed another mountain, Masada, holding my friend Mahmoud's hand. And I decided that I would go off and study Arabic in the Middle East to try to see how Jews and Arabs could dwell together peacefully. That mountain changed my life, because the decision to study Arabic sent me to Princeton University, where I met my rabbi, Eddie Feld, the man who inspired me to pursue the rabbinate, as he has inspired so many people, thanks to that mountain. And Princeton is where I took an introduction to Judaism class, where I learned all the things they didn't teach me in Hebrew school. And at the end of one of my papers, my professor, who was a Hebrew Union College dropout, wrote, "You're a Reformed Jew. Look into it." Yes, I did. It was there at Princeton that I studied Christianity, which eventually led to my teaching at the Virginia Theological Episcopal Seminary, where my best student became one of my best friends. And Connie is here tonight. That mountain, as you can see, changed my life. It bound me to Eretz Yisrael, her land and people, and it nourished my desire to serve both. I close my eyes, and I can see the sun rise from Sinai, even as the sun is setting on my career here in Fairfax Station. You've all had a moment like that, haven't you? Where you look back and say, if it wasn't for that one turn or climb or decision, your life would be so different than it is today. Or that's the life you have because you made that decision. It might be sitting next to that decision. This Shabbat, the Torah portion said, go up to the mountain, Amy, and look out on where you have come from so you'll know where you are going. So from the mountain tonight, I look back on my time being a rabbi, the rabbi who just loves to dress up to make an idea memorable. So I have invited a few friends from my collection to help me. At the end of putting them all out this morning, I counted there are 36 talitot on the bima here with me for my 36 years in the rabbinate. It was just a coincidence. Why so many? Okay, I know some of you are saying she likes to shop. That's not true. I like to support Israeli artists. I like to support causes like Lifeline for the Old, Yad LaKashish in Jerusalem. And when I gave up wearing the robe a few years ago, I needed things that matched my outfits. But truth be told, you know I love a talit. I tell every bar about mitzvah child that you're wrapping yourself in the whole Torah, and it's true. There's nothing that gives me more comfort than being wrapped in a talit. And how many of you have come into my office for healing where I've wrapped you in one? So let's take a little talit journey. I went to Camp Ramah for 4 years. I did a lot of drama. I prayed every single day. I kept kosher for the first time in forever. And that summer after my bat mitzvah, we learned to make talitot, but we were told we were not allowed to wear them. I made this talit, but it wasn't originally for me. It was for a male member of my family who wouldn't wear it because it was light blue. I think I have only worn it once when I read my Torah portion here on this bima for the anniversary of my bat mitzvah, because I was never allowed to read the Torah at my bat mitzvah. I have kept this tallit all these years as a painful reminder of my yentl days, where I could only read the Torah or roll it in secret, and yearned as a little girl to be downstairs with the men and get out of that hot balcony. And then came my dear friend, Rabbi Sally Priesand, who changed the world for me. I am so grateful to you, Sally, for all you did and continue to do to give Jewish women our voice and our rightful place. And I am even more proud and honored to call you my friend, as well as my role model. I would not be standing here tonight without you. And standing here with you means the world to me. Wearing the tallit was a rite of passage for me. It was something I had always wanted to do. I played with everybody's tzitzit when I was a little girl at temple. I was just fascinated by them. And so when I was a rabbinic student, I went to a Judaica shop in Massapequa, New York. And I said to the man behind the counter, I need a tallit. And he said, for who? And I said, for me. And he said, we don't make tallitot for women. He said, but I have one I haven't been able to sell. It's purple. And I said, perfect. And so this tallit became my rabbinical school tallit. I wore it every single day for tefillah, to pray, and I wore it in my student congregation at every single service. I even needle-pointed a tallit bag to match. It's the only one I've ever needle-pointed. It was a privilege to wear this purple tallit, but it was hot because it's wool, and I learned the hot way that wool is not the best choice for a tallit when you're the student rabbi in Sag Harbor, New York in the summer. But my purple tallit I still love. And this is the tallit I was ordained in at Temple Emmanuel in New York on a brutally hot day on May 30th, 1982, when Rabbi Stanley Dreyfus came down and said, excuse me, men and women, take off your clothes. You're getting ordained in your underwear. Bet you didn't know I got ordained in my underwear. We had our robes on. Temple Emmanuel is not air conditioned. We had to wear the tallitot. It was so brutally hot. And this tallit reminds me of that day. It takes me back to that moment. It became a B'nai Shalom, my funeral tallit for many years. I didn't like to mix joyous occasions and sad ones. I even had Cindy Luby make me a tallit that says Ve'ahavta on it, just for weddings. But I very often will pick special people and give a tallit to somebody I care about, passing on not just the tallit, but the energy and the love with it. So this tallit is now Rabbi Rappaport's, as I gave it to her for funerals here at B'nai Shalom a year or more ago, before I even knew I was going to retire. And she loaned it to me for tonight's sermon. This is the tallit you all gave me for my 10th anniversary in the rabbinate. Crafted by the artist Shirley Waxman, it says, Eitz Chaim Hi, it is a tree of life, the theme of our building, the same theme that's on our ark. And it has four corners, and the four corners have both my son's names. Gary and I share a corner, and the TBS old logo, the old wolf, is in this corner. I've worn this tallit out so much the dry cleaner won't clean it, and we've had to replace the tzitzit multiple times. I thank my boys who are in these corners for being with me along this journey. You were my backup group and my sermon partners for so many years. Jonah's first sermon, I love you forever, I like you for always, he was five. And then now you've gone into this new role of critiquing sermons. kind of good that I'm retiring. The critique gets tougher and tougher as they get older and older. But you are all my tree of life. And this tallit will remind me of those early years when TBS was at our house. The Torah lived at our house, and it's so great to be able to tell your children, behave, the Torah's in the other room. And then for my 20th anniversary with the congregation, you gave me this wonderful tallit, which is filled with all the values. Oh, it was so much work for me. You asked me to outline all the values of my rabbinate. V'shinantam levanecha, and you shall teach your children the cornerstone of my rabbinate. Ve'ahavta, and you shall love tzedek, justice, and tzedakah. Torah and avodah, service and prayer. Tikkun olam, repairing the world. Gemilut chasadim, my students in bar mitzvah class know that's one of my favorites, acts of loving kindness. V'yarastich li le'olam, I am going to be married to you forever, is on this tallit. Shalom bayit, peace in the home. Hoda'ah, thanksgiving, even before Rabbi Rappaport made it something we all really understand. And ahavat Yisrael, love for Israel. And speaking of love for Israel, I have four Women of the Wall tallitot. This was my first. I have two others here, the gold and the silver. You can have these tallitot too. Go to Women of the Wall. My newest tallit of Women of the Wall is at the house in Los Angeles, because you should always have a Women of the Wall tallit wherever you go. This tallit is symbolic of the centrality of Israel in my life and my devotion to Anat Hoffman's vision of Israel. Anat is a visionary. She has been here many times, as many of you know. She's the visionary of Iraq and Women of the Wall, and she speaks truth to the people of Israel. And when I wear this tallit, I wear it knowing that I have to live up to your standards. And I share this passion with my fellow members of the HUC Board of Governors. I am so honored that Carol Sterling, the president of the World Union for Progressive Judaism, and Liz Dunst, chair of the Reform Movement's Commission on Social Action, are here tonight. Tonight, they're here as my fellow board members. Your friendship and your leadership in the movement is as legendary as your philanthropy. And I am honored to wear my tallit with you wherever we are praying around the globe. And this is the tallit I bought years ago at the CCAR convention. And it's the one my grandchildren like the most. It's kosher. It was made by an Orthodox tallit maker. And it has Mickey Mouse all over it. I made Mickey Mouse Jewish. I made Buzz Lightyear Jewish. I made Woody Jewish, and the Rob in the Hat, and Dory and Nemo and Elsa from Frozen. And if you don't believe me, look in the hallway at all the pictures. This tallit reminds me that I really tried to reinvent the rabbinate to be fun, not just serious. My grandchildren can't wait to play with all my costumes now that I won't need them for work anymore. We're almost done. This is the tallit I made for our first 4th of July in this building. It's the only one I actually made. I went over to whatever was over in Rolling Valley Mall before Joanne's Fabric. And I found this July 4th fabric, and I made this tallit, and I swore I would never make another one again. You can't really get use out of a July 4th tallit except once out of the year. But since July 4th is my anniversary, this is my anniversary tallit. But what this tallit reminds me of is the fact that I'm a proud American Jew, and I'm a proud Jewish Virginian. And as I sit atop my Virginia mountain tonight, I can't believe that I've been serving our congregation longer than any other rabbi in the Commonwealth, and I can't believe I am that old. And this is the tallit that Risa Morris made for me with Air Force fabric, which I wear proudly, which I have worn for military retirement ceremonies that have filled me with such joy, and for military funerals, which have filled me with so much sorrow. It has been an honor to serve the brave men and women and their families all these decades. And every time I wear this, Risa, I think of you. I wore it to a Navy event and they weren't really happy with the fabric. I have worn many of the talitot on this bima to your simchas, bar and bat mitzvahs, weddings, milestones. And you know that not only do I wrap myself in the Torah when I put a talit around my shoulders, I link heaven and earth, and I'm linked to you. So I can put on my talit, and I can pray for you wherever I am, even if we don't see each other. You'll know that when I'm wearing my talit, my prayers are for you. And I can link heaven and earth during the Kaddish with just holding on to the tzitzit. And tonight, I need that more than ever. With the tzitzit in my fingers, I feel so grateful for all of you, for good and caring and loving friendships and family, for this blessed life. I feel so grateful for every day. Now, I am not special or unique in this retirement journey, just getting older every minute. What makes my retirement matter publicly is that I have been living in the tent of meeting, surrounded by your tents for so long that your story and my story have become one. Like Moses, every time I poked my head out of the tent, you were there. Wasn't much privacy over the last 32 years, but I wouldn't have had it any other way. I'm not the only one who can have a Sinai moment. Your lives all have those moments too. Look for them, and there's the potential for more of those moments to come. Our Torah portion teaches us to look beyond the laws and the rituals, to change the venue at the end of a chapter of our lives so that we can see and hear and feel in a new way. Just one word, mountain, can change your perspective. And just one change can transform your life. And in so many ways, being called Savta is the change that has transformed my life forever. Thank you for procreating. I wish all of you Sinai moments of meaning. Moments when you have time to think and reflect and make important life decisions. I made my decision to retire looking out at the water in French Polynesia a year ago. It became so clear. I was praying. It was a moment I was praying without a talis, actually. And the decision was made. Gary came back to the cabin and I said, I'm retiring. And he said, okay. On that trip, we met our friends, Peter and Mary Lou, and they're here tonight. Your life can change in a minute. Change is not bad. Change is an opportunity. Find your mountain. Find your moment. Shabbat Shalom. Our concluding prayers begin this Shabbat with Aleinu as we rise and turn to page 53.
Aleinu l'shamer.
Thank you, Lord, your
separation.
2 weeks ago, Rabbi Penkin stood where I'm standing now, and he said wonderful things, and he taught us all with his spirit and his warmth and his generosity. And over again, people just fell in love with him. That what was not to love? He loved when people came up and said, I want to go to rabbinical school. He was ready to give admission to anybody at Onek. He was so full of life. He sat at my kitchen table and looked at Gary's Irish soda bread and said, should I have a second piece? I don't really need the carbs, but I'll have a second piece, and I'm so glad he did. He was the most amazing man. And I am so honored that he began my retirement celebration. He wanted to be here this weekend, but it's ordination in Los Angeles, and he couldn't be on two coasts at the same time. We stayed up late into the night talking and woke up early to have breakfast again the next day. And he loved the congregation. And what he and Lisa couldn't stop talking about was our Kaddish. The people here really matter. They had never seen a Kaddish like ours anywhere. And he has left a hole in the world and in our movement, a hole that can never be filled. But leave it to the Niftyites. They put up his words from one of their events, and his wife posted it on her Facebook page. And so we enter the Kaddish tonight with Rabbi Penkin's words, Alav HaShalom. May his memory be blessed. He said to the children, to the young people, we who are given the gift of life, no matter how short or how long it happens to be, do best by imbuing its every moment with meaningful actions that are complete, whole, and innocent. If we can have the strength to do so, and it is far from easy, then we too can one day face death with deeds that speak to our life's goodness and the way we lived it well. His deeds spoke to life goodness, and he lived it not only well, but he made everybody feel blessed to live it with him. And so as a community, as we mourn our loved ones, Temple B'nai Shalom takes Rabbi Penkin, we made him an honorary member 2 weeks ago, into our hearts as well. During our year of mourning, we remember with deep love and affection Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Sheldon Miller, and Toby Konigsberg. And we mourn the losses during the period of Shloshim, the past 30 days, for our members, Fatmata Karoma, friend of the Ronis, Harriet Sturm, friend of the Kleinman family, and the entire Mid-Atlantic region, Rhoda Lerner, sister of Melanie Nitzer and aunt of Julia and Rachel, Barbara Bush, former First Lady of the United States, all those who were killed in the floods in Israel, Brendan Lauderdale, friend of the Surridge family and the Pressman family, Rabbi Dr. Aaron Penkin, our friend, our cherished leader. And we remember our beloved members whose yahrzeits fall this Shabbat and this week. Neil Stern, Ruth Goldberger, Mary Starr. As we remember as well the yahrzeits that fall this week, Jacqueline Cohen, Ruth Becker, Milton Feller, Paul Feidelman, Dorothy Frank, John Frank, Richard Kennedy, Sue Jun Quinn, Burton Roberts, Lillian Siegman, Dr. Dan Brightstein, Jerry Goldsmith, Jim Wasson, Steve Zimple, Jacob Friedman, Mark Rose, Jean Konigsberg, Rabbi Marjorie Yudkin, Francis Hess, Sylvia Swab, Gloria Citrin, Dave Citrin, Bob Berman, Bruce Deitchman, Faye Hurwitz, Libby Linfield, Isaac Meller, Rose Rubin, Judge David Stitt, Jeffrey Swartz, Laura White, Marcia Saperstein, Robert Schweitzer, Sally Friedman, Bernard Brinus, Austin Cohen, Dr. Harold Earl, Saul Salas, Ambrose Ilano. Zichronam Livracha. May their memories and the memories of all your loved ones be taken into our hearts as we rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah v'yalma divra pirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayichon v'yamechon v'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael. Amen. Yehi shmei rabah v'marach v'yolam v'mei onaya v'yivarach v'yishma v'yitpa'ar v'yitpa'ar of sacred memory to a moment where we have the privilege of consecrating Shabbat. And I want to welcome the wonderful people who have been in charge of all the retirement activities, led by Suzanne and Tammy, extraordinaire. But we want to welcome the chairs of all the different committees to join them, Gary Cohen, Carolyn Berkowitz, Mark Goldman, Judy Braun, Donna Courtney. And then if you have worked on the retirement in any capacity, helped in any way, please come up and stand with them as well. Thank you so much to all of you. Wine is our symbol of joy, and my cup is overflowing this weekend. And I'm so very grateful to all of you. Don't knock.
Thank you.
I'm so very grateful to all of you. We raise our cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav. Here we are. Hamotzi lechem min
haaretz.
We give thanks to God for bread.
Our voices join in song together
as our joyful prayer is said.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem.
You may be seated. My beloved president.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin, Rabbi Rapport, for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin, for taking us at least to have a glimpse of the mountaintop, and so happy for you and what you're going to have coming forward in your retirement. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. I'd like to add my voice to those who have said so much praise for such an incredible person that we lost, Rabbi Aaron Pankin. It was such an honor when he was here with us 2 weeks ago, providing such eloquent words about Rabbi Perlin. May his memory be a blessing for all of us. Tomorrow morning, members, please join us for Minion Makers beginning at 8:15 a.m. We look forward to seeing everyone who will be with us tomorrow evening as we continue to celebrate Rabbi Perlin on occasion of her retirement from TBS. I'd like to take a moment. We just had 18 heroes up here on the Bima that just have done incredible work, and I know there's others that either didn't come up or weren't here tonight, but just such amazing amount of love and work. I saw this as a labor of love. It was a lot of labor, a lot of work, and so much love and caring that went into it. And so thank you for the weekend we had a couple weekends ago, what we're going to have tomorrow night, and many other things. It's just so much appreciated and really inspirational what we've seen here. So thank you. Please, on May 17th, join the Social Action Committee as they wrap up the round of civil discourse forums. This will be an opportunity to discuss lessons learned. If you participated in any of the sessions, or even if you're just simply curious, please join us next week. On May 30th and 31st, TBS is again joining Christ Church to Rise Against Hunger. This year's goal is to pack 300,000 meals, so even more than last year. And please go to the weekly email to sign up for a time slot convenient for you and your family. If you're new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representative is David Myers. I didn't see where David, there is David. So if you have any questions about TBS, please see David Oneg. Wishing you a very restful and fun weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
It's not high holidays, I promise. We are going to bless our mothers. And so if you are next to a mother or near a mother that you love, put your arm around that mother and let us all read the mother prayer for Mother's Day. My mother, oh, good, yeah, that's good. Okay, let's bless our mothers.
Creator of life, bless all the mothers in our congregation this Shabbat. Let them know how grateful we are for their sacrifices and devotion, their love and support. Grant them renewed strength, good health, family happiness, and nachas from their children. May they know how much they are loved, respected, and appreciated.
May we all promise to give them honor and happiness every day, as commanded in the Torah.
May God bless you, and may your children honor you for the work of your hands and the love of your hearts. Amen.
And our next closing song, we stand and we put our arms around each other, only if somebody will give you their personal space. So please, please ask before you put your arm around someone, and we'll cross the aisles. So we'll be one congregation. Page 64. Come here.
Baruch Atah.
life that is unpredictable, so much that can seem out of our control. Guide us through the ups and downs of life by helping us feel grounded in holiness and love, in community, and in the eternal chain of our tradition. Baruch atah bevoecha, uvaruch atah betzeitecha. May the fragility of life help you to live within each present moment, to feel joy even more deeply, to appreciate your blessings more dearly, to feel gratitude for the miracle of life we experience each day. May every kind word and smile you receive bring warmth to your heart and help you to know you are connected to community and to a universe of hope. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.